Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Darren Eales, who joins us down in the bubble. And Darren, it's Columbus Crew tonight. You ready?
Yeah, afternoon, chap. Yeah, look, huge game for us tonight. Obviously, important in the MLS's back tournament because we have to win it to have a chance to get through to the next stage. But don't forget, it's also a regular season game as well. And, you know, if we could get a win tonight, then, you know, we go to second in the standings, 1 point behind Columbus. So it's a really important game in, you know, two respects.
And that's the thing, Darren, we talked about it earlier. Yes, we like to win, as you say, every tournament we play in. But in this case, New York City FC came out flat. Seattle came out flat. We've had our struggles. Let's just get a win, and then we'll figure out if all the moving parts with the rest of this. But how surprised are you with how much we have struggled in the first two games?
Yeah, look, I think you make a good point, Mike. I mean, it is unusual, so and it's the same for everyone. So it certainly isn't an excuse because everyone's having to deal with this unusual circumstances. But, you know, look at the 9 a.m. game. I mean, once Jake, you know, he would be the first to admit it with, you know, two silly yellow cards get sent off. You know, it's hard to convey how difficult it is at 9 o'clock in the morning with the sun shining. And I think we've seen it in some of the other games. You know, we had another 0-0 this morning in the 9 a.m. game between Toronto and New England. And, you know, that was tough down to 10 men. And then the Red Bulls one, I know it came out earlier on in the week. But, you know, we had a false positive before that game. So for 36 hours, we were all in our hotel rooms. We had to change training the day before from the morning till basically last thing at night because we had to wait for clearance that we were okay to train. So, you know, those couple of things have made it unusual, but that doesn't take away from the fact that everybody's in this with difficulties. And, you know, tonight, you know, we've got no excuses. We're going to go out there and play like we know we can.
Do you and Frank have conversations about maybe substituting and giving up a little bit of defense for maybe putting, you know, some more dangerous players on the pitch and maybe we can be more effective offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is difficult because we created chances in the Red Bulls game. I think you got to throw the Cincinnati one out the window. That was, you know, that was a strange one where we played a team who had a man extra who also still defended like their lives were at stake. I mean, it's incredible that we had more possession in a game that we were down a man. Look, I think, you know, we're hopeful that, you know, we know we had a little bit of a knock to Barco in the build-up, but, you know, for him to be able to play right from the start, I think it's going to be big for us if, you know, Frank chooses to go with him. So I do think we'll have those attacking options out there. Now what we've got to do is put it together for 90 minutes. You know, no silly errors at the start, and obviously no shooting ourselves in the foot with a red card.
And that's the thing. I know that we had wondered why Bello wasn't out there, and we talked about this with Jason Longshore and Mike Conte. We didn't really get to see Adam John and what he could have brought to the table because he had seven touches and he had to come off the field because of the lineup issues, being down a man.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it was sort of best laid plans. That was something that when you're down to 10 men, yeah, you've got to make a sacrifice somewhere. So, you know, Adam was the man that was brought off. But I think, look, I mean, the good news is I'm looking out the window here and we just got rid of the thunderstorm, so it looks like we won't get a delay for this game like we had with Red Bulls. It'll hopefully be cooler. It'll certainly be a heck of a lot cooler than the 9 a.m. game. So, you know, that, I think that, you know, we're acclimatized, we're here, we know what we've got to do. You know, we've just got to win this game. It's a regular season game. We've got to control what we can control, which is this match. You know, they're a great team. They're top at the moment in the Supporters Shield standings, but, you know, we've got to go out there and match them and put the commitment in and hopefully create a few goals, and, you know, it'd be lovely to get that early goal and give us something to really lift the lads.
Darren, what has been what's training been like down there? I mean, are they going full bore? I mean, how do you feel about the training sessions that you've been a part of with our club?
Yeah, I mean, they've done a great job here. Credit to the league in terms of organizing it, and you'll have seen it as we've had our conversations. You know, there's a lot of talk at the start with Dallas and Nashville, but for 13 days now we've had no positive tests. So I think, you know, all of that worry, and, you know, we had it going into our Red Bulls game, and psychologically, where, you know, players were a little bit concerned, understandably. That's all gone away now, and they've done a great job in organising it for all the teams to be able to train. You know, so we've been training. We've had the 10:30 slot for the last few days. And look, the lads and Brad spoke early today on a piece in for MLS. You know, they understand that it's been two disappointing games. They more than anyone know what's expected for Atlanta United. Know how amazing our fans are and what they expect. So I think you can see that they're just wanting to have that chance to get out there tonight and to put things right. And you've seen it. It's been quite feisty in training. And there's that fine line. You've got to be feisty, but not do a silly challenge that gets you a red card. But hopefully we can get out there and, start from the very off. And, if we've got our attacking players up there, hopefully they can create some magic and get us the goals that we need.
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, as Carl mentioned, live in the bubble, president for Atlanta United. And as we said, Darren, look, because you've built such a great team, you and Carlos and the efforts, I mean, we expect excellence every time out. And we know there was going to be rust, and we get upset. And we're fans. We wear it on our sleeves. So I guess the other side of this is you cannot create the chemistry. It's almost like a completely different team in some cases, a different team from what we saw in Nashville. Going to see Castro getting more involved, Castillo. We haven't had a chance yet to see Dom because we're not, he's not able to join the team. How quickly will that chemistry come together?
Yeah, look, I think everyone sort of had it as well, and I sort of explained, the couple of situations we had in this tournament, just personal to our club. I think, I'm with you. I'm a fan as well, my first emotion after the games is, real disappointment. But again, firstly, we're so lucky to have the amazing fan base we've got. And secondly, it's good that we set our high standard. We're not Miami, who has yet to have their first win 5 games in, came in with all the hoopla and have still yet to win a match. We have high expectations. So, with that comes an expectation and a level for the players, myself, all of us, we understand that. It's good to have the high standards, but then you gotta live up to them. But I think, I go back to the Red Bulls game and, 2 minutes in, we had the goal that we conceded when we were actually attacking down the right. In that game against a very good team, Red Bulls, we know what they're about. We created some good chances. We just didn't get the goal. George hit the crossbar. We had the Adam chance near the end that was a great save. And, I think it sort of gets even more inflated because we're in this bubble. There is no other sports going on. It's, it is something where everybody's a little bit jumping to conclusions. You win 2 games and suddenly you're the best team ever. Likewise, a couple of teams have struggled at the start, and it doesn't mean that they're bad teams, but we've got to try and correct that tonight. I think, that's the reality is we know we've disappointed. We know we haven't done what we can. Unfortunately, it's not in our destiny anymore, but what we can do is go and win the match tonight and then hopefully, sit back and find a way to squeak in.
Darren, can you talk about Eric Lopez being added to Atlanta United 2 and what he brings?
Yeah, no, fine. I can talk about him. he's a good player. He's a young prospect. We've been following him for a long time. He's an exciting player out of Paraguay. What we like about him is his maturity at the age he is. His ability not only in goal scoring, but his ability to play the chance creating pass, which again in a youngster is a good sense of their sort of potential ceiling down the line. He was someone that. Because everything got thrown up in the air with the pandemic, we were able to secure him at a price that we were really pleased with. We had to be a little bit creative because of, salary cap and where we are, but we're always looking for the medium to long term, that's really important. We're always looking to build the club, for the medium to long term. It's not just all about the here and now, but also making decisions that's going to make the club stronger in the future. So, there are other clubs swirling around, but we're able to secure him. And, it's great he gets a chance now to go and become, part of Atlanta United 2. Obviously, he'll train with the first team as well. He'll get an ability to acclimatise, all those things that is, helpful when you're a young player coming from abroad. He's got someone in, he's a player that I know Miggy will have spoke to him and, told him about Atlanta United, what it's like as a club, our amazing fans, that chance to be able to use it as a launching platform. So obviously we've got that ability when we've got players like Miggy that can speak of the club highly that help us when we're recruiting. So, he's an exciting one for the future. He is only young, but, he's someone that we're really excited to work with and, he's here for the long term.
It is Darren Eels, guys, down in the bubble, 7 o'clock. Mike Conti and Jason Longshore with the Five Stripes Countdown, the kickoff at 8 o'clock. Again, we just want to get 3 points, and then we'll see where the chips fall and everything else. But, yeah, I mean, young guys, we just talked about the turnover on the roster. I was having a conversation with a couple guys on Twitter the other day, Darren, about, you know, the new pieces. You know, Nagby, for whatever reason, he just felt more at home at Ohio. So you've got to plug in the midfield. You've got to plug in the attack. But, I mean, nut cutting time, as my partner Carl likes to say. Do you think that Pitty needs to just step up his game, or just Pitty, like everybody else, is just going through the ups and downs of playing in the bubble?
Yeah, and I think, look, everyone's got to lift their game. I think, you know, it's not just one specific person. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody's, you know, got to raise their game. And, you know, I think all the lads would admit it. You know, it was disappointing the first 2 games, even though we had all those sort of knock-on effects. You know, I'm hopeful someone like an Emerson, and again, it came out that, you know, Emerson was one of our positives earlier on, and, you know, so that was 2 weeks where he couldn't train. You know, so there's been a lot of factors that have, you know, have meant that this isn't like a typical preseason. We knew that, and I'm not using it as an excuse, because every club will have had their challenges, but it's just a reminder. And I think, you know, again, unless you're here, that sense when you're there at 9 o'clock in the morning at the stadium pitch, that it's like being in a park. There's none of the virtual billboards and that you see on TV. I mean, it's just a park pitch at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, and you're playing a game behind closed doors with no fans. It is weird. You know, it isn't normal, so we're making the best of it, everybody. I think, you know, the league's done a great job in bringing it back. Let's not kid ourselves. This isn't a reflection of the true ability of the teams here. It's the best we can do in difficult circumstances, and we've got to, you know, we've got to play the cards that are laid to us, and it's not an excuse, but it isn't reality.
Darren, good luck tonight. We'll be watching. Of course, you can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, as Mike said, with Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. And we will talk to you next week, my friend. Let's go get a W.
Thanks, guys. Let's get a win. Cheers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.